It's a Friday. We're looking at what's happening within this market trade, and I'm excited because we're going to look at a bigger picture within the trade. Hi, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. David Erickson is joining us today with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And you brought up this big picture for corn, and it intrigued me because there's a lot of things that I think growers are looking at as they look towards 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely, Susan. You know, there was a couple of different reports that came out earlier this week, both from the USDA. One of them was the WASDE report, which we can touch on that real quick. At the end of the day, there wasn't a lot of changes in that report, and a lot of the changes came on more of the demand side than on the production side, because they didn't really move the number at all on the production side of things. So, and I think a lot of producers are looking forward to the January report, and perhaps the USDA just kind of figured that, but they did lower the corn carryout for both the United States and on the world side of things. The world side of things, a little more of a reduction than what we've seen on the U.S. side of things. So that's positive. At the end of the day, we got to remember, even in the midst of South America growing a near record crop or producing a record crop, and the United States also growing a, you know, what is set to be a record crop, we're moving the product out of there. But they also released their kind of baseline projections, what they're going to be going off of for the next 10 years. And I always find this report kind of funny because they put it out every year, but at the end of the day, they never audit themselves. So it's really like throwing a dart at the dartboard, and they never go back and say, hey, we were completely wrong. But when you look at it, the most interesting thing to me is the fact that they are looking at a nearly 12% increase in the average corn yield over the next 10 years, bringing it from where we're at and, increasing it 12%. But they are, in the same token, the average price to the producer, the average national corn price, they're only projecting from 424 to 440. So in my opinion, even if you factor in, okay, we're going to have this increase in yield, which would, you know, more crop to sell, what have you. If we only increase the crop price that much, things don't balance out. Things aren't balancing out there. And so I really think that we need to consider if the USDA happens to be correct with their projections overall, I think what we really need to consider is what other avenues are we going to pursue to get rid of or for uses of this crop overall. And I don't know exactly where that is, but it's something that we definitely need to consider.
And when you look globally right now, I mean, we're getting some, I say we, I mean, obviously South America is getting some decent rains right now, David, that's, you know, aiding in that crop development. And there's not a lot of big weather worries at this point.
Yeah, there's not a lot of big weather worries that are going on around the globe. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like everyone is kind of sitting in a pretty good spot overall. And like I was talking with another customer earlier today, now what we have to consider is with the efficiencies that have improved for the American farmer and for farmers around the globe, really, things, is it possible that we see that big of an increase? Yes, it's definitely possible. But a lot of things have to go right in order for that to happen. And over a 10-year span, you're definitely gonna see time periods where we don't catch the right rains or we do run into a drought. We haven't really had a major drought again across the majority of the Corn Belt in quite a while. Nothing like we've seen in the past over the last 10 years or so, but we can definitely see that again. So that's the one thing that I really think we need to be cognizant of is the fact that we will see periods where, you know, there's drought conditions or there's flood conditions or any number of things. And we just need to be aware of that and know that that will cause some price fluctuations, and that will cause it's not going to be a straight up line on this increase.
All right, let's switch gears as we continue to talk on this Friday. Cattle market, a nice rebound for them to see cash in the north jump $12.
Yeah, I mean, the cash in the north was probably to me, probably the biggest surprise overall. And perhaps I overlooked the fact that, maybe took a little too much credit in people that I talked to about, hey, that we have way too many large fats around, and we have a little bit of a weight problem. But at the end of the day, if you look back throughout history, the week after Thanksgiving, it seems like we always have a jump in cash, and it was no different this year. We're seeing a really large jump coming after Thanksgiving, and I don't know if the packer kind of overplayed their hand or what the case was overall. One thing that is a little bit concerning on this cash movement going forward is that all of a sudden the packers have found themselves a little bit in the red because they're not moving the meat near as well as they were, and they're asking a little more to, you know, kind of compensate for these cattle that they've had to pay up for. So I think that's really interesting and something that we need to pay attention to. Now, all the meat that is probably going to be used for the holiday season is probably already bought up. So they're going to kind of go in these doldrums a little bit, and you know, hopefully they can continue to move some meat so they can continue to pay up, because a lot of these feeder cattle that have been placed are, you know, sitting at break evens where it doesn't make a lot of sense for the producer, even with this jump in cash that we've had. So it's going to be really tight in the meat industry all around, and we'll just have to see how it ends up paying out.
All right. Sounds good, David. David Erickson joining us today again with Ag Optimist. Quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.